Thank you for holding. Is this Joshua?
Yes.
Hey, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy Monday so far, so it's a good problem to have, I guess. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing. Did you have any other questions aside from just the cost?
Well, we can start with that.
Okay. Everything we do here, it's month to month. We won't ask you to sign a long-term contract. With the discounts applied, you'd be looking at $199 month to month.
Okay. How long does that discount last for?
That would be an indefinite discount. So that's a promotion that we're running as part of a new in business credit for companies that are under 5 years old. So we would actually apply that for as long as you're with us.
So if I'm with you 20 years, you'll apply it for that long?
Exactly. You keep the same rate. It's not going to go up or change. That's actually funny because I have guys that our company started in 2004, but I have guys when I started here in 2014 that are still on board and they have a much lower rate. You know, some of them are still paying like $129.
Okay. And what did you say mine was going to be?
It'd be $199.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's advertised on our website at $399. This is the starting point. So you'd be getting charged half right out of the gate. And then that's not just going to get you the first page placement on Google for 15 different keyword terms or services. You'd be on the first page of Bing since they use the Google places placements as their reference point. You'll also be on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Merchant Circle, Manta, Amazon Alexa Voice Search. I mean, all those directories use the Google places placement in the top recommended section in order to recommend to their customers as well. And then we would include a .com website for you and a tracking system so you could see all the clients that we're bringing in and month out.
Okay. Now what, how do we, whenever I'm using your service, how do you go about, you know, what's the keywords, what type of stuff are you going to use for my company?
Yep.
And how much do I need to do to make this work? Because, you know, I'm already business reason while we're hiring some of this stuff out.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty easy to set up. The only time we're really bugging you is when we're doing the client interview. After that, once we have it up and running, it takes care of itself. You just got to be responsive to the customers and kind of cherry pick what you do and don't want. As far as like planning your keywords, you have final say on what you're listed for, but we do have a system called Google Analytics that lets us see what people have been searching in your industry. So that way we don't have to play the guessing game on what's going to get your phone ringing. So we'll have recommendations there, but you have final say on what you're listed for. You're the guy that's got to actually deal with the customers at the end of the day. So
if I tell you to put, or if somebody types in Google land clearing in Austin, you're saying I'm going to pop up on the first page.
Exactly. Right next to that map there. There's three guys there right next to the map, so you'll be in that group.
And so, what does first page consist of? How many, it's going to be top how many?
Google Places section, only three people show in the top section there.
Okay, so how can you guarantee that I'm going to be in the top three? And what type of guarantee do you have? Like if we do this and I type my, some keywords in and it doesn't pop up, then where do we go from there?
I've never had that happen. We're a premier Google partner, so we don't even call out unless we have a position become available, meaning somebody had to relocate to another area or discontinue their service before a spot opens up for us to call out on. Usually once a spot becomes available, Google will tell us who qualifies based off of their own research, and then my reps like Lulu call out on that list.
So then how big of an area are we talking about here?
It covers up to a 30-mile radius from where your address is. So they send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of that. We get that number from you, and that'll mark your center location, and then they give you up to a 30-mile radius from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we could get you shown in more places, but obviously the cost would go up. So in order to get you on this package and get you the most cost-efficient route to get your foot in the door and start generating new customers and branding yourself there, that would be the best route. I went straight to the point with you. Lulu said you were a straight talker. She kind of put it that way.
So if I say yes, let's do this. When are we gonna? You know, how long is it gonna take to get this thing rolling? And then also, what's gonna be the terms on the payment scale?
Right.
And all that?
Mm-hmm. So if I sign you up today, it's the 11th. Google tells us to quote you 10 to 14 days, mostly because of that PIN verification before you'll be able to see yourself, just because we're waiting for that PIN in the mail. Now, from my experience, the PIN usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get, but we like to under-promise and over-deliver, so, you know, if we get you up there sooner, so be it, but they tell us, quote 10 to 14 days. As far as the payment, it's set on a month-to-month basis. So if I started you up today on the 11th, it would be set up to automatically process each month on the 11th day in that discounted price of $199. Nobody is signed up with us that doesn't want to be with us, put it that way. So they're all coming back at their own will each month. So it's fully cancelable at any time. If you're ever unhappy with the service, there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. So we want you coming back on your own.
Yep. But on this first month, I'm potentially missing half a month before I get or your services come into effect.
Yeah, we definitely...
If you charge me today, then, you know, and I don't get on there for 14 days, then that's, you know, half a month that I paid for that not receiving the service.
Well, no, not necessarily true. I mean, we start working right away. You got to remember that we start working on everything right away. So you get charged based on when the work begins and obviously us developing your site and everything. So there are things that we're doing in that 2 weeks before you're showing up, like building your site, doing your client interview, getting the optimization done, even sending out that PIN. It's all part of the process. So we would build a .com for you. So we would actually like purchase
it. I already have one.
Oh, I didn't know you had a site.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, we didn't see one there. We had Lulu had requested that I include one for you at no extra charge. But if you already have a site, we can actually use that. We just hyperlink it. But, again, there's still the optimization that has to be done. So it's not like we're not doing anything. I will admit, you know, month two is usually more profitable for my clients than the first month because you have to get set up. But anybody that's on that first page has gone through that setup process. So it's not an abnormal thing. It's just part of it. You know, Google goes through that verification, especially if they're recommending you to people as a top option. But what I can say, hands down, about this service is I've been here 10 years myself, and anybody that I've ever worked with that came from that Home Advisor by Angi system is still with us, and they love it. Because we don't charge per lead or talk to your clients or sell your leads to other competing guys in the area. We just put your name and number up there, tell them you're the best, and let them call you directly. So it's like an online word of mouth chain. You don't get charged on a per lead basis. So I'm pretty sure if you compare this to what you're using now, it'd be a no brainer for you as a long term marketing solution.
Okay. Well, I'm inclined to try it, but you know, the deal is I've got somebody right now that I'm paying for SEO, but you know, I'm not sure that they're actually doing what they ought to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, if they were, we wouldn't be calling you. It doesn't look like anybody's PIN verified you even, so it's really difficult to get on the first page without going through a verification process with Google.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now how do I track the work that y'all are doing and know what's coming from you versus, you know, my word of mouth clients?
Yeah.
You know, I've got a list of clients already. So how do I know that any improvement in my online presence is from y'all?
Yeah, 100%. So, every client has an account dashboard and tracking system that you could log into using your own username and password. And you can actually see all the clicks, calls, leads you're getting, how you're placed, how you're ranking for each individual keyword. You can actually see those going up too. Like, hey, today you're here, tomorrow you're moving up the chain, for this many clicks, this many calls for each individual keyword, the zip code. So it gives you a full breakdown, as well as through the mobile platform. If somebody's on like an iPhone, Android, or tablet and they click to call you, which they just search up land clearing and they click your name, it starts ringing, it tracks that data and it'll even record that conversation for you in the tracking system. So you'll definitely be able to tangibly see the clients that we're bringing in. And I'll be honest, that's our number one retention tool. We don't bind you to a contract. We just log you into your tracking system so you can see what we've done, and hopefully that's enough to keep you coming back each month.
So that tracking system is one of your features.
That's yeah, exactly.
I log into your account and it's going to show me all this stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That was developed in-house. So that's our own product feature there. And so it's called a my.localsplash.com account. But it is hooked up to all your Google listings as well as the other listings that we create for you, like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. We're an A to Z digital branding firm. We like to come in there and make sure that you don't really need anything else. We don't want you to have 100 different bills and, you know, a website guy, a home advisor guy, a Google guy, a Bing guy, a Yelp guy. That's just a lot of headache, especially when you're trying to maintain a business. So we pride ourselves on becoming that one-stop shop for your company.
So who's going to be my liaison if I decide to do this? Who am I going to deal with?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's obviously, you kind of pick that as we go. I mean, starting out, I'll be your account lead. But if you don't like me and you find somebody better in the client interview or throughout your process with us, because you will meet other reps, you know, you can actually kind of hand select who you communicate with or kind of go with the flow. It's really at your own discretion there. But I could send you my direct number and extension right now.
So throughout this whole process, I will have a person that I can talk to if I need to.
Oh, yeah. We have a 24/7 customer service department even, too. So I'm here Monday through Friday.
There's going to be a rep assigned to me. Correct?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have a direct representative.
Right. So I would be your account lead, and then there's going to be an account management team with fulfillment, though. I want to be very transparent with you. You know, honesty is the best policy if we're going to work together long term. So I am not going to be the only person that you speak with. We have client interview technicians in that department. So you'll do a client interview with a separate rep. They're in a separate department. Same thing with certain products and features. We have a specialist for each product and feature. Like if we were building your site, that would be a different person as well. But I would be obviously like the go-to if you wanted something done quickly, like, hey, can you do this? Or if you want to message me directly, absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be the only person. You know, there's a
team. But if I need to get a hold of somebody regarding anything to do with your company, mm-hmm. I would have somebody that I could contact throughout the whole time that I use y'all's service.
Exactly. Yep. And that would be me. So I'll text you my direct number and extension right now. I tried to send it. It actually didn't go through on the first time I tried to send it, but I'll try to send it again. But yeah, anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. Central Time, you can reach me there.
Okay, where are you located?
We're located in Fountain Valley, California, and also in Newport Beach, California. So we have two locations, both in Orange County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So what do we need to get started? I mean, I'll give y'all a shot, but, you know, it's going to have to pay off if I'm going to stick around.
Yeah, I want to be transparent too, money, though. Like I mentioned, you know, month two is going to be more profitable than month one. So you at least want to give it like that 2-month window if it's something that you are going to quote unquote try out, you know, just so that I have enough time to really show you ROI. In the sense of like sit down and evaluate it. The kind of work that you do,
I mean,
is going to be really easy to offset, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I have guys.
Yeah, I'll be reasonable with you. I'm not going to just pull the plug on you, you know, after a month or two, but, you know, I do need it to show off because, you know, basically what's going to end up happening, you're going to be competing against these other people, which I'm not real happy with.
Yeah, I think with that being said, you're going to be a really easy person to make happy. I mean, if you're comparing Home Advisor and then an SEO service that hasn't even PIN verified yet, I mean, that's kind of a nightmare, if you ask me. So I'm looking forward to coming in here and kind of patching things up for you and getting it moving in the right direction.
All right. Well, what do you need from me right now? I'm working my day job right now, so my time's a little tight.
I got you. I'll have you off the phone here in a couple minutes. I'll go as fast as I can. But can you take down this number? Because it looks like the text's not going through. I tried to send it 3 times, and it came back as a red message. I don't know if it's
Where are you trying to send it to?
Phone number, 844, that might be the problem, too. It looks like that's like a tracking number.
That's the problem. That's the problem, because we got an 844 number for general public. Let me give you a cell phone, and you'll be able to text that.
Okay, and this is just for me. I'm not going to put this online.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
The cell phone number is 979.
Okay.
236.
236, okay.
2037.
Alright, give me just a second here. I'll try to resend it over to you. And then I'll get everything set up here. Alright, so. Alright, and let me know when you get that, and I'll create your account.
Hey, it came in.
Okay, perfect. So you want to save that to your contacts. Like I said, I'll be your account lead. My name is Jonathan, but I go by John. Okay, and then what's your last name, Joshua? I didn't get it here. She put Tan. Turner?
Turner, yes, sir.
Okay, she put T-A-N for some reason. I don't know why. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing, as well as the invoice receipt, so you could write it off later?
josh.turner@htranchservices.com.
And what's the business street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
15611 San Marcos Highway. Marcos is M-A-R-C-O-S.
Okay. Martindale. I found it here. 78655.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got you. And then do you want this address hidden on Google? So it just says Martindale, Texas?
Yeah, that'll be fine because that's actually my ranch. I don't really need people to show. It's not an office where, you know, it's a ranch. So.
Yeah. My brother tells me that
not
I
a
should...
place that they could...
I was saying my brother tells me I should have been born in Texas because I'm very pro Second Amendment and proud of it. But I always say for my guys in Texas to hide their address because if they're anything like me, that's just going to get somebody shot if they pull up uninvited.
Well, I don't need people snooping around my ranch. No, it's
exactly.
Got a lot of expensive things on it. So.
Yeah, uninvited at that. All right, and then you said you had your own website. I wasn't actually able to locate it. What's the URL or domain name?
www.htranchservices.com.
Oh, okay, yep, I got it. Perfect. Okay, so you own this site? It's a great site.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, these guys did a good job for you. Got an A on our quality score here. That's good. Means it's compatible for the mobile devices. It's already got a responsive design. It's a good site. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
I'd say you could, I mean, we work, when we're actually on jobs, we work 10-hour days. But as far as on that site, I mean, you could just do general business hours, you know, 8 or 7 to 5 or whatever, 8 to 5. It doesn't really matter. I mean,
I can leave it as, like, open availability, so that way they can call you anytime. I mean, and then you can kind of hash out, you know, when you'll be able to get out there.
I prefer not to receive calls on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Try to stick to this. I mean, that's not saying we wouldn't work on them days, possibly, but
yeah.
I don't want people calling me Sunday night when I'm with my family.
Understandable. Good man. Okay. So I could put open availability Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you can kind of hash it out with them as they call in. I like that route because, you know, most of the guys are going to be probably working. You know, the guys that can afford you are probably going to be working around the regular business hours as well.
I mean, you could leave Saturday.
Open availability. Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, because this is more for calls. Yeah, exactly. It's more for calls, not so much working. You decide when you work and who you work with. You know. I'll go Monday through Saturday here. All right. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Submit. All right. So I got your profile created here. I know you're short on time, so I'll schedule the client interview out. I can do the client interview either later today, like between 3 and 4 or 5 and 6, or I can do tomorrow anytime between 10 and looks like 5 and 6 is the last one.
Yeah, it had to be like 5. How long does it take?
Usually takes about 20 to 30 minutes. It's mostly general knowledge questions about your business, but they ask for an hour window in case it goes over or you have extra questions.
Well, if you call me at 5:15, I can do it. I get off here at 5 o'clock.
5:15 today?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me go ahead and schedule you here. And then I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll also send a text to you like 1 hour before, just to make sure that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes or you feel like the job's going to roll over, just let me know, and then I could reschedule it for tomorrow, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll have that pin sent out right away. All right, that way we could probably have it by Friday. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. Right. And is it under your name or the business name or both?
Both. Josh Turner is my name, and it's listed H&T Ranch Services, LLC.
Okay, perfect. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending that PIN verification letter to?
No, the zip on the billing is going to be 78613.
Okay. Do you know the actual address for that? I have to input it here. It's a VeriSign secure database.
Yeah, I can give it to you, but it needs to change. But go ahead and put this down.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 901 Truman Lane. That's T-R-U-M-A-N Lane. And that's Cedar Park, Texas, 78613.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4154.
4154.
1772.
1772.
1294.
1294.
1647.
1647. Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
326.
And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
171.
Okay, and then I'm going to voice verify it. So this is an added form of protection for you. It's going to outline the agreement because of the discounted pricing structure that I put you on. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I can always rephrase it for you, but I want to be at a firm understanding before we authorize a transaction together, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
H&T Ranch Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Joshua Turner, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So to be honest, you should probably discontinue those other guys if they haven't even PIN verified you, but that's at your own discretion, okay? I'm not supposed to tell you what to do. It says here, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 11th, 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's going to be for our pro package. I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your programming, and I've locked in this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $199 as long as you're with us. Okay. It states here that you can discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support 3 days before the next billing is due, so that way we can stop the billing cycle. Either way, there's no cancellation fee nor penalty if you do decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So, sit here. Okay. So, on your cell phone number, you're going to receive a series of text messages. You'll also get some emails here. There is a text that's very important that you sign so that I can lock in your pricing structure indefinitely. It'll say, Joshua, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I know you said you're on a job site or about to be on a job site, right?
I'm working my day job right now.
Oh, your day job. Okay. So let's try to get this quickly. Let me try to forward this so it comes through real quick. But it'll say, Joshua, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then there's a link in there. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay,
if you could click on that, and at the bottom it'll ask you to authorize that you are the cardholder there. I certify I'm an authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So you'll check that box, and at the bottom it'll ask you to sign your first and last Joshua Turner and confirm signature. Once you confirm signature, it'll take you to that account dashboard and tracking system that we talked about earlier with the username and password. Don't worry about that too much right now. Just focus on the day job, and then obviously during the client interview between 5:15 and 6 o'clock this afternoon, they'll give you the login credentials there via email, and there's a little 6.5-minute YouTube video to show you how to use it too, kind of walk you through it.
Okay.
All right. So that's basically it for right now as far as the general sign-up. So I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I gave you my direct number and extension, as well as if you hit extension 1, there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you at any time. So you always have somebody here to help you. Only things I really need from you, keep in the back of your mind right now, is going to be that client interview this afternoon. I'm going to have them call you around 5:15, and then the PIN verification. So when that comes through, it'll be Thursday or Friday this week in your mail. Make sure that either contact me or you could even text me at that number there, but I need that 5-digit number on the back of it before we can actually post you and go live.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks again. I mean, I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you this afternoon for the client interview.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No worries. I'm looking forward to helping you out here. Okay, let's get rid of that Home Advisor program too. I'm going to send you a text here just to kind of update you on some stuff that's going on in the background with that system. Okay, I don't want to be on the recorded line bashing anybody, but I'll send you a link here, and then we could talk about that later. Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. Look out for that. All right. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. You too.
Bye. All right, bye.